This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you have health insurance, you might be able to see a personal dietitian for $0 out of pocket. Nourish connects you with a dietitian that fits your needs, covered by your insurance. Nourish accepts hundreds of insurance plans, and 94% of patients pay $0 out of pocket. Meet with your dietitian online and message them anytime through the Nourish app. With hundreds of five-star reviews from real patients, you know you're in good hands. Find your dietitian at usenourish.com. That's usenourish.com.
I want to talk with you real quick about HB 2827. This is a bill that's just been introduced in the Illinois House of Representatives. It is the biggest threat to homeschool freedom that we have seen in Illinois since at least 2011, when homeschoolers joined together and defeated SB 136.
So that's Will Estrada. He's a senior counselor at the Homeschool Defense Association. It's HB 2827, and I have some homeschooling friends out there. I have some friends who attend parochial schools who are sending me this new bill that Illinois has decided to put out there. And we got to get to the bottom of it. What are the Democrats in the state of Illinois trying to do to you now in the state of Illinois if you're a homeschooler? Well, I go to my friend Blaine Willauer. He is an Illinois representative, state rep for the 110th district. He's a member of the Illinois Freedom Caucus as well. Blaine, welcome back to the show. It's always a pleasure to have you here.
Hey, it's good to be here. And appreciate the opportunity.
Well, I want to know from you right now, this HB 2827 is a homeschooling bill. What is the intent of the people who filed this bill? What are they trying to protect kids from and keep? What's the best part of this in their minds?
This isn't a big deal. You know, it's just some paperwork requirements for homeschool kids. I couldn't disagree more. I've read through this, and it's like most things in the state of Illinois, Annie, it boils down to power and control. And who do you want to have it? Do you want parents and local districts to have that, or do you want the corrupt Illinois education industrial complex that has completely destroyed education in the state of Illinois? You want them to have the control.
Yeah.
You know, this is a dangerous, dangerous precedent, and it's bad news for sure, and I'm happy to go through the details.
Well, I want to get to the details, because to me it seems like Illinois has a lot on its plate, and in a weird way, Donald Trump becomes the president. J.B. Pritzker has put Illinois square on the map, in the center, no pun intended, because he wants to push back everything Trump, and now the state legislature, and they have a supermajority. My understanding is they can pretty much do whatever they want. Maybe if it's unconstitutional, it gets pulled back in the court system. What do they want to do to homeschooling families right now? Where are they going with this?
Yeah, there's a lot of things. I'll hit some of the high points that I think is important. So they're going to require a mandated registry for all homeschool kids in the state of Illinois, every one of them across the state. And, you know, this registry is created and is subject to alterations and changes by the State Board of Education. And if you're familiar with the State Board of Education in Illinois, especially during COVID, they're not very good, and they're pretty far left. You know, it requires that parents and homeschool administrators log curriculum, subject matter, examples from students' work. And all of this stuff is subject to unannounced compliance visits from your local government schools. So that's a pretty bad deal. It has education requirements for parents or administrators for homeschoolers. You know, and one of the biggest things that I've seen that really, really scares me that hasn't gotten near as much attention is it's requiring that all private and religious schools, they have to register with the state right now. Currently, they don't have to do that. Homeschooling, the homeschoolers don't have to do that. And, you know, a lot of educational institutions, especially religious ones, like where my kids have gone to school in the past, they're not registered with the state of Illinois, and they're not registered with the state of Illinois because they don't want to be subject to their mandates and their curriculum and things like that, you know. Things that these schools were actually created for, and reasons that parents have taken their kids out of school and put them into homeschooling, circumstances. And, you know, Annie, what's registering your school, what's that bring? It brings you under the subject matter of the school code. And that includes things like curriculum. That includes things like some of these sex education stuff, which fortunately we fought back on, and local schools have some control on that. But the school code is completely subject to the whims and the desires of the most far left legislature in the state of Illinois. One law can change anything on there, and they're going to put everybody under that umbrella. This is dangerous. There's no.
It's very far-reaching, and I think that's one of the things that has me the most concerned. It's HB 2827. I'm going to say it again for people because we'll probably be asking you for some action on this. HB 2827. So just as I'm thinking this out, when I'm thinking about the state putting their tentacles into the hands of people who, despite the fact that when they don't send their children into the public education system, they don't get a deduction on their property taxes that, 80-90% go to the public education? State gets to infiltrate its way into the homeschools, maybe into the private parochial schools. What do those schools get out of this infiltration? What kind of services and provisions are there from the state to help these people do the things that they need to do?
From what I've seen, I've read all 45 pages on it. This is a total loss for homeschoolers and for private schools, and a total control mechanism for the state schools. You know, they also require a vaccination. The vaccination records and all that stuff for people that want to participate in any of the public school stuff. But whatever, you can make an argument on that. There is a religious exemption. It's not exactly easy, but at the same time, these schools aren't required to let these homeschoolers participate in their local district's activities. So if you're going to do these mandates, the least you can do is mandate that these local schools that parents are paying taxes to respect the homeschoolers and actually let them participate in some of the activities. Because I can tell you that most of them don't.
Yeah. Yeah.
It's ridiculous.
It is absolutely ridiculous.
It's all one-sided.
If it's all about control, if the Democrats just want control at every granular level in the state of Illinois, and the Republicans are in a super minority in Springfield, and you've got J.B. Pritzker fat and happy in Chicago, what is it that somebody like me, somebody listening right now, who doesn't want to cede control, even if I didn't have a kid that I was homeschooling or in a private, non-publicly educated school, what is it that those of us who sometimes feel helpless but aren't actually helpless can do to say, hell no, knock it off, we're drawing the line?
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring, Indeed, is all you need.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Alo, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not so secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Alo, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Fine here.
Well, number one, you got to let these people know. This is a bill that's ran by three of the most far left legislators in the state of Illinois. Tara Costa Howard, she hates private schools. We've gone round and round on my education appropriations committee. Kelly Cassidy, our resident far left lesbian in the General Assembly, Michelle Mussman, who chairs the curriculum. Got to let these people know. But more importantly, where we win this is education choice and education freedom and parental rights. We're on the ascendancy in America, and we've got to stop acting like we're not, okay? The city of Chicago is a huge, huge portion of our state, and I will tell you right now that these people in Chicago, the Black Caucus and some of these, they're not nearly as crazy as the white college-educated women suburban mob that we see in places like Edwardsville and the surrounding collar counties of Cook. So we've got to get with these folks up there where in Chicago, where education choice is actually popular, and they're actually they're killing it right now because there's if you were a parent in Chicago, would you want to send your kids to the Chicago public school?
No.
Or
it's
one
failing.
out of ten African Americans can read at grade level, 3 out of 10 overall in the state of Illinois. Our education bureaucracy, the government schools are completely failing. People realize that the Republican Party and our allies on this just need to be bold and get out there. We can and we will win this fight, because if Trump has shown people anything, is that the power of public pressure and common sense is going to prevail, but you got to be strong enough to do it.
Yeah, that's completely right. Our voices need to be heard. They need to be heard en masse. Is this a witness slip time yet? Is it time to get participating in that regard?
It hasn't been signed to committee yet, as far as I've seen. I haven't looked at it yet today, but we're going back to Springfield next week, so we're going to be getting into that time, and we will let you know. And I think we'll also let you know some of these Chicago legislators that maybe you ought to give them a call and encourage them a little bit too.
Yeah, I think so. I saw looking at the people who have co-sponsored this bill. Certainly, one of them is Katie Stewart. That was added today. Katie Stewart right here on the Metro East has decided that this is definitely something that needs to happen in the state of Illinois. Katie Stewart would like to meddle in your personal education of your child in your home. That sucks, and I think that she should hear it at her office locally, certainly leave the messages in Springfield, and call all of the people who are supporting this and tell them, stop it, butt out, leave us alone, read the room.
Yeah, we're going to have to show up in the Capitol, too, on this stuff. This is a huge deal, and I know that there's a great lobby for homeschoolers out there, but we need to know that it's not just homeschoolers that are, you know, on the chopping block here. We know how things work in Springfield. Unless you've been under a rock for the last 6 or 7 years, you know, they definitely signal where they're going with things, and this bill is bad enough on its own, but just imagine when they start changing school code with the power that this gives them.
Yeah. Yep. Time to step up, Illinois. Time to be heard. State Representative Blaine Willauer, it's always a pleasure to have you on here. Thank you for continuing to be stern in your fight for Illinois families, people who love their freedoms and their liberties and want to fight back against the big, ugly machine.
Amen, Annie. Thank you very much.
Talk to you soon. See you soon. Bye.
Yep.
Blaine Willauer, he is the Illinois state rep for the 110th district, and he's a fighter. He's a patriot, and he's a fighter, and he's right. We need to show up and be heard on this, because this is a big one, and I got enough messages from people in our audience that I was like, okay, I had my eye on it, and when I heard from you that it was a big deal, I said to Brad, let's get Blaine on, and let's start talking about this and make sure that people are aware of it. Make a phone call today. We're going to take a break right now. Find the legislators, Katie Stewart specifically in the 112th district right here across the river. The other ones that are supporting this intrusive measure into how we avoid the public education system that they've destroyed. Katie Stewart, Mary Beth Canley, Janet Yang Rohr, Nicole Grassi, I'm guessing on that last name, and Margaret Croak. All co-sponsors to the bill filed by Tara Costa Howard, Michelle Mussman, and Kelly Cassidy. Take it down. Take it down fast. Be heard. We'll be right back.
What is Daxer you?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
This President's Day, upgrade the look of your home without breaking your budget. Save up to 50% site-wide on brand new window treatments now at Blinds.com. Blinds.com, the number one online retailer of custom window treatments, is the better way to give your home the presidential treatment. Blinds.com makes it easy with free virtual consultations on your schedule and samples delivered directly to your door, fast and free. Choose from trending woven wood shades or upgrade to motorized. Blinds.com has everything and more, all with upfront pricing and no hidden fees. Need help with installation? Blinds.com can handle it for you. Or DIY with expert guidance from our design pros. With over 25 million windows covered and our 100% satisfaction guarantee, you can count on Blinds.com to deliver results you'll love. Shop Blinds.com's President's Day Mega Sale right now and save up to 50% site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Up to 50% off site-wide at Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Marketers, are you ready to make an impact with audio advertising? People are hungry for authentic connections in a world buzzing all around us. How do you cut through the noise and truly reach your audience? Visit stateofaudio.com to see Odyssey's State of Audio, the Trends Report. Uncover the secrets to high-impact creative. Learn how AI is revolutionizing the industry. And get ahead of the curve on measurement and audience trends. Don't just stay in the game. Win it. Visit stateofaudio.com and download your free copy.